Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has spoken out against climate activists after coal train operations were shut down again this morning. Activists from Blockade Australia have stopped rail network activity around Port of Newcastle for 8 consecutive days to call attention on the climate crisis. Over the past week, activists have climbed trains, rail pylons and trees and have locked onto cars and rail infrastructure, causing significant disruption and delays to all rail operations. Mr. Joyce says the actions have caused the Australian economy to lose $60 million.
They believe that their rights are more important than the economy of Singleton, the economy of Muswellbrook, the economy of Currie, the economy of so many areas, the Port of Newcastle. They believe their rights are greater than that. They've already stopped $60 million of our exports because some lady wants to sit in a scaffold over the railway line, or some other person wants to park a car. They're doing this in such a form because they believe their views are more important than the law.
Multiple walk-in vaccination clinics will be available across the Upper Hunter this week, starting tomorrow in Denman. A pop-up Pfizer hub will be established at Denman's Memorial Hall from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. All members of the community are eligible to attend, including those who are seeking their first or second dose. Booster shots will be available for those 18 years and older, and if it's been 6 months since receiving their second dose. Children aged 15 years and younger must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Locals attending must bring a mask, Medicare card and other forms of identification. And investigations are still ongoing in relation to the large factory fire that occurred in Currie Currie yesterday afternoon. Emergency services were called on scene at Mitchell Avenue when they found numerous wooden crates alight and flames threatening neighbouring buildings. Highly volatile acetylene gas bottles and pallets of flammable hand sanitizer were also contained within the site. Over 180 firefighters were in attendance on scene, and westerly winds gusting at over 40 kilometres an hour made it difficult for them to extinguish the blaze. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Deputy Commissioner Jeremy Futrell says it's too early to call if the fire was deliberate, but investigators are looking into all options.
So our fire investigator attended the scene yesterday afternoon, was able to make some initial observations in the last of the light. He also was able to talk to workers on scene as well as the first arriving firefighters, so to get a bit of an understanding of those initial witness observations. And that investigation continues today. They'll be working closely with police forensics and detectives.